I know a movie that a lot of people out there, especially the ladies, are really fond of, is one that came out, oh, in the mid-2000s, but it was based on an earlier book that came out in 1996 called The Notebook by Nicholas Sparks. It's kind of a romantic flick. It starred Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, and Ryan Gosling, of course, a Canadian. We're slowly infiltrating the world, although we're pretty quiet about it, pretty polite about it, but we're doing it. And Lucas, you're actually a Notebook fan, aren't you? You love that movie, don't you?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I actually do really like this movie. It's good. What can I say? It's good. It's maybe I'm a romantic at heart. I don't know, but it's a good storyline. I don't know.
Is this what helped you woo your wife, Gina? The fact that you can get into these tear-jerking romantic movies?
No, she's actually a huge Marvel comic fan. So
She'd rather watch
it's
the
actually be
superhero
more
movies.
embarrassing if I admitted this to her before I asked her to marry me. But too late now, I
Well,
guess.
there you go. You've been outed. And but the reason why I bring this up is because apparently Nicholas Sparks, the author of The Notebook, is actually a Catholic. I did not know this. I did not know this. But he was just interviewed by the Catholic News Service about his new novel that's just come out. And if you guys are fans of Nicholas Sparks, if you noted Catholic themes in his novels, call in. If this is something that maybe you figured out on your own, 888-914-9149. But he gave an interesting interview about how he's not shy about using Catholic themes in his works, like The Notebook. Let me play a clip from The Notebook movie. I can't resist. Let's play the trailer. This is for Lucas.
It was a magical summer. Noah was a country boy. Allie was from the city. They met the night of the carnival. They had nothing in common, but after seeing Allie that night, something inside Noah snapped.
Will you go out with me?
No!
No? Damn, my head's slipping.
Okay, fine. I'll go out with you.
No, don't do me any favors.
No, I want to.
Say it again.
I want to go out with you!
All right, we'll go out.
They fell in love, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
You want to dance with me?
Sure. This is a good story. I think I've heard it before.
It's like a dream.
From the best-selling novel by Nicholas Sparks, The Notebook.
There you go. That was for you, Lucas. I had
Thanks,
to play
man.
That just
now
to.
I need to go watch it again. It's been too long.
Well, it was so. I'm sure you're going to run out to the store and buy his new book. It's called The Wish. Nicholas Sparks. His most recent book is called The Wish, and it's told through, just like The Notebook, it's told through flashbacks, reflection, and it takes place over a 24-year time span, and it follows the life of a New York City photographer who's now in her 40s, she's 40-ish, and as a teenager, she was sent to live with her Aunt Linda, and Aunt Linda is a former nun, and she was sent to live with her Aunt Linda while she was preparing to give birth to a child. She had an unplanned pregnancy, it was unexpected, and this takes place in a small, remote North Carolina community where a lot of Nicholas Sparks' novels take place because he lives in North Carolina. And anyway, so the character Maggie meets up with Bryce Trickett, who is a slightly older teenager. He serves as her mentor and eventually her first true love. So how about that? And apparently this is based on a real-life situation that happened that Nicholas Sparks knew about. It's a real-life couple. And apparently The Notebook was, too. There's a real-life couple that was based on. So, like I said, I don't read this stuff, but some of you do, I know. And if this is meaningful to you, please call in 888-914-9149. But Nicholas Sparks interviewed on how he kind of weaves in some Catholic themes to his writings. And he was interviewed by the Catholic News Service once again, Mike Mastro Mateo, who actually lives in Toronto. How about that? I don't know this guy, but he wrote the story for the Catholic News Service. And apparently, This is what Sparks told him. He said, quote, I was born and raised Catholic. I still am Catholic. I've tried to make the best novels I can. And the faith element really depends on the particular story and its characters. With my latest book, The Wish, the character's Catholic faith and belief in God is what drives much of the tension in the story. One of the strongest characters is Aunt Linda, the former nun. She quotes St. Therese of Lisieux in attempt to help this girl, Maggie. Catholicism pretty much sets the entire story in motion. The character's faith, belief in God, and the particular practices and doctrines associated with Catholicism are what led to this story, end of quote. So how about that? And he's been super successful. He's written, as of this past December, he's written 23 novels. Wow, 23, that's unbelievable. A memoir and also a nonfiction book. And his books have sold more than 105 million copies worldwide, been translated into 50 different languages. And he's become a philanthropist. And he also donates a lot of time and resources supporting the creative writing program that he was in at the University of Notre Dame. He graduated from Notre Dame, and he actually had no intention of being a writer. It's kind of an interesting story. He went to Notre Dame. He was kind of a track star. He was an elite track star, but he hurt his ankle while he was at school, and he was convalescing the injury. He was off his feet. And his mother, Nicholas Sparks' mother, said, "Why don't you just write a book? Well, you know, you got some time on your hands here. Why don't you write a book?" And he'd really been into writing, but he never ever thought of it as a career. And he told the Catholic News Service, At first, I didn't think that I could make a living writing novels, but I went ahead and got a business degree. I got a degree in finance at Notre Dame. And then when I graduated, he said, "I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. I tried a variety of different jobs, tried to zero in on who I was as a person, where my skill set lay, and I kept on writing." End of quote. But he does credit his mother for the career advice. Obviously, it's worked out pretty well for him. And he credits his Catholic faith as well to his mom, how she passed it on to him, especially during his formative years. And so, yeah, how about that? So, this is really interesting. He does live in North Carolina in a place called New Bern, North Carolina, which has become the setting for a lot of his novels. Travels a lot, but when he's home, he does attend Mass at New Bern's St. Paul Catholic Church. So, I don't know if you've read his novels, if you've seen The Notebook. Do you note any Catholicism there in The Notebook or any of his other stories? I don't know. But apparently, again, this new one that has come out recently called The Wish is based on a real-life story that he knew about in North Carolina. It's set with this complicated love story, and yeah, it was about a family whose teenage daughter got pregnant, and she went to live with a relative until the baby was born. At any rate, this is an interesting quote. So at the end of the interview, he says something which, man, I wish I could interview Nicholas Sparks about this, because I'd love to know what he means by this. He says, "I think faith is the process or act of believing without proof." Without proof. And one has to justify the act of belief without the aspects of proof. And part of that is that there are unanswerable questions. Why is there suffering in the world? Why do people have to suffer? These are questions that plague theologians and philosophers for thousands of years. But the belief without proof is about submission. It's the idea that there is a God, Father, Jesus, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we're not always meant to understand all of it. End of quote. Well, I certainly can't quibble with the last part, that we're not always meant to understand all of it. Certainly that's the case. Think about the Trinity. If anyone says, "I understand the Trinity completely," they're a heretic, because nobody completely understands it. We know that God is a Trinity because He's revealed it to us. Divine revelation, we can trust it. It's definitive. And that's how we know that's true. But we haven't mastered it. We can't, the infinite God, we cannot trap in our little feeble brains, okay? We can know things about God for sure, but it reminds me of St. Thomas Aquinas. At the end of his life, he had this mystical experience, the angelic doctor, and he just said, "Everything I've ever written is as straw." And he was maybe the most brilliant guy that's ever lived in the history of the church. And so he just kind of understood at that moment the majesty of God in a fresh way. But I do quibble with Sparks when he says faith is the act of believing without proof. Now, it is true. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that faith is the evidence of things unseen, that we do have to put without trust, without faith. Another word for faith is trust. We can't please God. It's impossible to please God without faith. We have to believe that He is, that He exists, And we do have to take that step of faith, but I don't think it's completely without proof. God has provided a lot of proof for his existence and also for his activity in the world throughout salvation history, through the life, death, ministry, miracles, resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is proof, and you know I'm big on that. I talk about this all the time on the show and also on the Faith Explained show too. The evidence that we have for the most crucial event in our faith, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, without which St. Paul says our preaching is useless and so is your faith. It did happen though, we've got evidence for it. But it's not the kind of overwhelming evidence that it's not like what happened to St. Paul himself on the road to Damascus when Christ overwhelmed him. This guy was an anti-Catholic. He's arresting Catholics. He's having them thrown in prison. He's standing by as they're being murdered. He's an accomplice to murder of the first martyr, St. Stephen. And he gets converted against his will. Christ reveals himself in this blazing light from heaven. He's already ascended into heaven at this point. And St. Paul, his choice, his free will is taken away from him in a certain sense. He can't deny the reality of the Christ anymore. But that's not the case with each one of us. There is definitely enough evidence for us to take that next step of faith. We've got enough light for that next step. Maybe not for the 10, 20, 50 steps down the road, but we've got enough light for the next step to take that step. But there is evidence, but it's not the kind of evidence that completely overwhelms you, that completely overwhelms you. You still, God gives room for us to make that decision. He leaves room for faith. I think that's really what it's all about. But I was surprised to hear about the background, the Catholic background of Nicholas Sparks, the creator of The Notebook, which became a movie, and apparently Lucas is going to hide under the blankets and watch it again tonight.